Yeah, Roger, there's a lot of those videos out there, different deals, and some of them are hokey. You look, you say, there's no way. But these guys, PK Mechanics, that's just one that I like. You know, they got the lathe in there. Ain't a video, the video's not a video without them at least using that lathe. And especially the one, there's the one where there's a guy with glasses, and I like him. Any video I see him come walking out of the place, I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy makes it. He knows how to run that lathe. He knows how to weld. He knows how to do everything. And they use stick welders, too. They use, except for, like, when they're doing the heads, the cylinder heads, they don't use stick welding. They use, like, a torch and a brazing rod or whatever the hell they use. But the thing is, yeah, they're good with the lathe, man. Guy will bring in a crankshaft from a single cylinder motor that's broken in half right at the crank pin. And this dude with the glasses, he's my favorite, even though there's other ones that know how to use that lathe. But the dude with the glasses, he gets right down to it, man. He gets the measurements out, does everything, sets the one side in the lathe, you know, clears off the stuff, and, you know, somehow ends up, when he's done, he's got a threaded end on both ends of the broken crank pin, and then thread it together, tighten it, make sure the crank is, make sure the throw parts are even, then he welds it, and then he runs it into the lathe and cuts it down, and you can't even tell the thing was repaired. I'm seeing it in my head right now. It's not that tough. You know, you remove shit, bolt in a new piece, bolt them together, whatever you gotta do. Weld it up, and then, you know, you'd be turning the, turning that journal with the proper displacement. You know, you gotta get it in the right spot. You gotta hit the sides just right.